producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to America Tonight. Each and every show, we batted around with our pals from Talk Radio News. Justin Duckham is in our virtual green room. Justin, Hillary Clinton goes on Colbert. He's turned his show into a place where now the political people are going. Do you think she did well on Colbert?
You know, I think she did from what I've been, hearing about it. She was challenged a little bit about, some of her past. She had to address for the fact that she was a supporter of Barry Goldwater back in her youth, and she, essentially attributed that to the way that she was raised, to her family, to her upbringing, which I think probably, helped humanize her to a certain extent, so that was probably a wise move on her part. But it was a pretty challenging interview. You know, we also had the big news coming out over whether or not, if there was another financial collapse, if she would allow the big banks essentially to fall. She said yes several times to that. Which is a pretty interesting announcement. She justified that based on Dodd-Frank and the notion that there are now financial reforms and regulations in place to ensure that if the big banks do anything, if they're too big to fail crowd, messes up, one, they have their own sort of self-created fund to help bail themselves out, and that they don't necessarily need the government to step in anymore. So a pretty headline-grabbing interview, to say the least.
And so we go from Hillary Clinton doing that to the Secret Service probably being a little bit perplexed and although they have to secure so many areas. But the president decides he's going to take in the game in Chicago, goes to the NBA game, the Bulls and the Cavaliers with LeBron James. It's not that the president hasn't done stuff like that before, but does he seem a little bit freer with what's going on in his last year to you?
I think so. I think in previous years, there would always be some sort of contingent of the Republican Party that would accuse him flaking off on the job or whatnot. But this is something that he has done before. We know that when David Cameron was in town, they ended up, catching a college basketball game. And I think it would have been, hard to imagine the president being in Chicago for this game and, not taking it up, considering how big of a basketball fan he is.
Yeah, you and I.
Just as an aside, I've seen the president play basketball before, and that was one of the weirdest moments ever. The guy is a really aggressive player, and there was a lot of trash talking against some of the players from the Washington Wizards who was there with him. It was really funny. He was playing against a bunch of kids from Washington Wizards members, and he did not really let up. He was, more than eager to talk a lot of trash. He gets really into the game.
That's hilarious. You and I have talked about the cyber nonsense that's going on. Terrible. The attacks, the embarrassments that's happened for the government. And the Senate actually passed a cyber bill. We haven't seen anything. I haven't read too much about it, but that's because there's so much else going on. But this is pretty big, right? This is just what keeps getting talked about, that they need to do more and they need to figure it out. And so this was a pretty decent piece of legislation from what I'm reading at the Cyber Information Sharing Act. So basically that we don't have this problem of agencies not sharing that information, from what I understand.
Yeah, we've had sort of elements of this in law enforcement legislation in the past. The Patriot Act passed during 9/11 made it easier for law enforcement agencies to share knowledge. So it kind of makes sense considering, how big of a risk cybersecurity poses to have something sort of similar. But this has come under attack by a lot of, privacy advocates who are unhappy with, the prospect that this could, increase government surveillance in the long run. Unfortunately, we didn't really see much of that portrayed on the floor when this was brought up. Rand Paul, who has historically been one of the bigger sort of mouthpieces for this, was actually in Nevada prior to this for a fundraiser and was not able to, put forward his traditional sort of take on this, but nevertheless, there are a lot of people in D.C. who are part of the privacy-oriented community who are a little bit perturbed by this.
Yep. All right. So, Justin Duckham, thanks so much, as always. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you. Have a good one.
Last night, the debate drew over 14 million people. Can you believe it? 14 million. I guess you can, because actually the first two debates drew more on Fox and CNN, where they were in the 20 million plus category. The very first one was almost 25 million. But 14 million is incredibly significant for CNBC. So you would think, and this is pretty much all you heard all day long if you turned on talk radio for the last couple of days, actually, it's how incompetent the people were moderating it. They never asked hard questions. Here they were, experts supposedly in the economy. The debate was supposed to focus on the economy. We really didn't get too much of that. So they blew it, in my opinion, because if somebody was going to shine, and you know that you never have that kind of audience, you would think that they would trot out better people or better questions or do better research, because I don't care if you were a flaming liberal, you did not think that that was a good performance. In fact, coming up in our next hour, you'll hear what Ellen Ratner had to say about it. Ellen, who is probably the most liberal person that I know, and has been a journalist for a long time coming out of D.C., and let's put it this way, she does not rate it favorably. How about this? I happen to see this, and of course we know this, but Iran has yet another American hostage. We think of the cockamamie Iran deal, which I think should have included the release of a couple of the prisoners. But a businessman was arrested by Iranian security forces a couple of weeks ago when he was visiting in Tehran from his home in Dubai. What we know about this guy is that he was the head, or is the head, of strategic planning at Crescent Petroleum Company. He was arrested by the Revolutionary Guard's intelligence arm. They report, of course, to the Supreme Leader, Ayatollah Khamenei. And this now means, if I'm counting this correctly, and I am, that it's four. There are four, is the number of Iranian Americans imprisoned in Tehran. Now, what do you think that's about? And, of course, they're being slapped with false charges. How do you, when you think about this, you know, what they're saying out of the White House is, yeah, we're aware of the reports of a possible arrest, and we're looking into the reports, and we don't have anything further, and blah, blah, blah. But this is troublesome when you think of the people that are there, including a Washington Post reporter who was there to help find another American who disappeared 8 years ago. Now, we have this supposedly better relationship with Iran. We just did a deal in July to curb the nuclear program in return for relief from sanctions, which were crippling them, and no release of prisoners. So the fact that he was picked up now, that's, like I said, four is not good. And, of course, the family know that he's going to be put in that terrible prison, and they've been told he's being held there in Tehran's Evin prison, which is where political opponents of the government, that's where they throw them. And they confiscated his passport, and they prevented him from leaving the country. So he is trapped, as are the others, the other three who are there as well. Stay with us, odds and ends. What else is buzzing around today? There were plenty of things that happened as we swing into another weekend here on America Tonight.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
I know you're out there, alive and strong, probably on your second donut, maybe a cup of coffee. I was talking to someone today about how many cups of coffee they drink, and I have a friend who's a writer, 15 cups a day. Oh, I'd be so on edge. What would you be like after 15 cups of coffee? You think that would affect you? We're talking about loaded. So, none of the unleaded stuff. I mean, full barrel. 15. I can't even imagine what that would be like. 855-266-5283. The number again, 855-266-5283. It's still the post-mortem on the, a little bit, mixing it in, weaving it in, on the moderation of the debate. Very few people say, bravo, you did such a great job. I think the three people who moderated and the others surrounding it know that they're just getting slammed all over the place, and they should be, because if you go back and even listen to it, and you can be as objective as you want to be, and trust me, this is what you hear. It's crazy, because if I'm on CNBC, and I'm a money person, and I'm doing one of the shows, I don't care if it's Squawk Box, whatever it is, Wall Street Journal Today, it doesn't matter. So my gig is numbers. Well, this is the deal. Now I get this chance, and you know, they knew it was going to be high numbers. That's why they were charging so much for a spot. So it's one thing to pursue a question and think, nah, they're not giving me the answer I want, so I'm going to keep kind of digging there. But it's another thing to ask an inane, stupid question in the first place in the middle of a nationally televised debate. So this isn't some press conference off in some room somewhere where people are yelling out questions. I mean, you're a moderator for a debate. So purely from a journalistic point of view, you would want to ask really thought-out questions. Listen, I've moderated panels, and I think I've put more effort into it. I know the people that are on the panel. I know the who, what, where, when, and why. I mean, that information is out there. You and I can find that information out. It's a little bit of research, and there were some factual things that were wrong. And I said this the other night. You know, usually we're fact-checking the politician, and it makes sense that they'll spin a few things or perhaps throw something out that's not totally accurate. That's different because they're debating, and that's what you do in a debate. You keep score, so that's okay. I mean, I guess you get Pinocchio's in the Washington Post, but bottom line is, for the moderator, though, oh, that's bumpy when you're doing that. Yeah, questionable at best. Dan is listening to us in the great state of Texas. Hello, Dan.
Had to put my headphones down.
No worries.
Okay. Now, you talk about journalistic malpractice. That was absolutely it on that debate. And Ted Cruz proved once and for all that the journalists from NBC, ABC, CBS, CNN, the entire alphabet soup of everybody that's out there, are all members of the Democratic Party and are enemies of anybody that is a free thinker or a free individual that believes in anything other than Marxism, socialism, communism. And they've all been trained by Marxist, socialist, communist professors. Cruz just said, "We'll take you over without ever firing a shot." What he meant was he would take over our education system over 60 years, and then they would preach their little doctrine to interrogate, you know what I'm saying,
yeah,
to indoctrinate our children,
yes,
instead of actually educating them. And that's what's going on, and that's why we have such a terrible, terrible school system in this country, because they don't educate, they indoctrinate.
That's no good, because that's not what you should teach a child. You know, you raised children. Didn't you teach them to, you know, look at the what I just said? Here's the history. Here's what's going on. Here's what you can think. You said it, free thinkers. That's not
right.
Good at all.
And now, my next shot. Now, Obama has done something with the, what they call it, the people that protect us, the national... you know, the NSA type people, the
right,
not them, but Homeland Security.
Yes, you know, Homeland Security.
Yeah. Okay, okay. They are now going to import visa people, and the people that hire them cannot hire our people because they can hire these people for $12,000 per person a year profit. So the guys that are graduating from college, the millennials, all those that voted for Democrats, all those that voted for Obama, all the people that fell in line with the lies, they are now graduating with 6 million students that cannot find a job, and Obama and his crew are working even against them. I'm telling you, Kate, I've been saying it all along. Everything this man does, his administration does, his regime does, his czars do, are to hurt America and Americans. And now they've even hurt the people that elected them, because these kids are going to school, incurring all kinds of debt. Their people, their mothers and fathers are sacrificing their wages to help put them through school. They're going on loans that the government controls since Obama took over. And they're not going to be able to get a job when they get out. They're going to have a worthless degree because Obama is letting them hire people other than them that can be hired for $12,000 a year cheaper. And Disney is having people come in and train the people that are going to take their place so they can save about, like I say, $12,000 a head. The guys at Disney that make $100,000 a year as IT people are now losing their jobs to guys that will be getting about 60.
Yeah, I heard that.
And that's all profit. That's all profit for Disney. I'm sick of Disney. I will boycott Disney over this.
The mouse has ears. and ears that bite.
You bet.
And everything in between. Seriously, those big ears have teeth on them. You didn't realize that. Yeah, I've heard that from other people, Dan, too. In the summer, somebody that worked for Disney got booted and had three or four kids that I knew and told me some horrific stories. So, yeah, thanks for putting that out there. You're right. And it's ridiculous. And so people make these sacrifices. And now you got to weigh the, you know, Dan, you got to weigh the options of what do you tell your kid? Do you, you're going to really go in debt for that?
That's about all for me, and I thank you for letting me get on so quickly.
Yep, thank you, Dan, for calling in. So, once again, he agrees about the debate, and I don't think there's very many people that are giving him high marks, except for maybe relatives, but and then makes the point of, geez, look at the kind of underhanded things that are happening that you just don't necessarily hear about. That story's out there, but it's kind of under the radar, and because I ran into somebody who worked for them over the summer in Washington and heard that similar story, I knew that was going on. And, boy, think of the student loans, especially, like he said. Here's something creepy that happened in Florida. Never good. You know, look, all the planes that go in the air, I can't believe we don't have more things that happen. But when you say runway, fire, people hurt, not good. I remember one time very early in my career, and I wish I could remember more specifics about it, but I was in California, and it was in Los Angeles. I wasn't in Los Angeles. I was in Santa Barbara, but two planes collided at LAX and collided, but they didn't both explode, but there was a fire. There's a lot of injuries. There were people that were killed. And I interviewed a guy who was not a general, he was a lieutenant in the military, and boy, was he shaken up. He wanted to talk, but he was a wreck, because he helped people get off the plane, and he saw people killed, and this was on a runway. So whenever I hear anything about that, that's exactly, in my mind, it reminds me of that story. Well, one person had serious burns. It was a Dynamic Airways plane, which I've never even heard of them, caught fire going down a Florida runway. They say 15 people had to go to the hospital, Broward Health Medical Center, 3 for serious injuries, 12 had all kinds of bruises, bumps, whatever, smashed their head. 101 passengers and the crew on the plane were evacuated within minutes. That's the good thing, because they called for help immediately. And the fire centered around the left engine, and they were able to get that out pretty quickly. And this is, so you think Broward County, Fort Lauderdale, and that's where it was. They were headed to leave Fort Lauderdale Hollywood Airport, and it was going to Venezuela when this happened. And they say that the audio communications, they said, look, there's a fluid leak, and then it was followed by someone shouting, there's a fire. And boy, oh boy, that leak, they believe, caused the fire. And this happened in the afternoon, like 12:45 in the afternoon. And somebody taxiing behind it reported the fuel was leaking from the plane before the fire started. So the passengers slid onto the taxiway. The good news is they were able to get the rest of them out so quickly. But you see the plane sitting there and just smoke bellowing out. And they could see it for miles on end. Stephen Kelly, we're talking finances next on America Tonight.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order 2 bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Lead non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, I'm Rick Ostick with Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we support the March of Dimes in the fight against premature birth. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment programs, and outreach to help moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Learn how you can help save babies' lives at marchofdimes.org.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Take a little walk to the edge of town and go across the track, where the viaduct looms like a bird of doom.
One of my favorite things that we do each and every week here on America Tonight is talk to free money guy Stephen Kelly. He has such great advice, things that often we're thinking about but we're afraid to ask. And I'll tell you what, it seems as though everybody's trying to scramble and figure out, look, how do I make more money? But they get some terrible advice, they get stuck in something, and they have a hard time sometimes unburying their head, and it can become disastrous. Stephen Kelly, how are you?
I'm great. How are you? In fact, I'm really great these days. How are you?
I'm really great these days, too, so that's good. There you go.
And it's tonight's going to be a great night watching the Pats. It's really been, it's been fun.
What a season. Are you kidding? Now everybody, of course, is picking for sure the Patriots to go back to the Super Bowl, because there's no question Tom Brady and the rest of the team, it's like a mission. It's been amazing to watch them, especially after that Jets game.
Oh, they're on fire. Yeah, the Jets game was really, it was a lot of fun.
But yep, so, absolutely.
The last time they were nailed for something was the perfect season, so maybe they'll repeat. Who knows?
Yeah, there's something to that, exactly. So you were telling me off the air that you read something about a woman that got trapped in a crazy oil shale stock deal, and it turned out to be disastrous. And I wonder how many other people are given advice or get into something that they think is going to give them some huge returns, and it just doesn't happen.
Yeah, what I saw was this article from the AP, and it brought up something that I run across quite a bit in my own practice when people come in with various things. And here's a situation. Her name was Karen Robinson. Her husband died. She worried she wouldn't have enough money to raise her two young girls and save for retirement. I'm reading from the article right now. Then she met a financial planner. I won't name him. Who told her about investment partnerships that would allow her to ride the boom in U.S. oil and gas production while receiving a steady stream of payments to help her pay her bills. He showed me this picture of the United States and said they were getting oil out of shale and energy was the way to go, says Robinson, a high school teacher from Texas. She liked that Park seemed so confident. I trusted him. 2 years later, her partnerships have plunged in value, and Robinson has lost more than half of the $200,000 she invested. So here's the thing, and this is something that really bewilders me. It bewilders me on one level, and I understand on another level. We're in different times right now. Traditionally, people... Well, first of all, they had pensions, and also when they didn't, with the savings, was able to go in things like treasuries or CDs or bonds, relatively safe bonds, blue chip stocks that paid dividends, things that were very safe or relatively so, that paid reasonable interest rates, sustainable income, that provided people a way to retire and to have that income without without spending down their principal. And over the last, I don't know, it certainly started around, it's been going on since 2000. I don't know when it started. We've fallen into a situation where many of those things don't exist. The pension went the way of, you know, the dodo bird in beginning in 1980 when the 401k was ratified. And other types of income instruments are no longer available. You can't put your money in a CD and get a rate of return. You can't put your money in a treasury and get a rate of return. And, you know, bonds are highly volatile, and so are stocks. So people are chasing things. And I suppose they've always have been. People have always been taking flyers on stuff. But the idea that a person in my industry would recommend someone put so much of her savings and financial future in such a risky endeavor, to me, well, it's malpractice. But secondly, it underscores a much broader and more serious situation. And that is, people really don't know what to do with their money in order to get from it what they need in order to have the life they want.
There you go.
And it extends, Kate, not just to the client, but so many advisors don't understand. Or if they do, if this guy really understood the risk he was putting this woman into and his other clients that clearly he was putting there, then that's criminal. You know, I mean, to take a woman who's getting ready to retire, who lost her husband, who has a very limited amount of money, and to take all of her savings and put it in something like this, I would call that criminal.
Yeah, boy, so would I. How is the way to avoid that? Not to get, you know, I'm guaranteed she was sold a lot of hype. Oh, this is incredible. You can imagine what the conversation was like. I guess it's partially you've got to have some due diligence and have to take a step back when somebody's really pushing something heavy on you.
Yeah, well, there's a couple of rules of thumb that you could employ. If something sounds too good to be true, it probably is. You need to be diversified, especially if you're in risky products like in shale oil and things like this. They're incredibly highly speculative. And if you get into something where you're being promised very high rates of return, then you're probably in something that's got a lot of risk associated with it. And the interesting thing for people is that, you know, when people encounter things like this, and I have a number of clients who have, you know, followed the same type of situation, a lot of oil drilling, a lot of, you know, you see a lot of this stuff come across your desk. And in almost every case, I can tell you in almost every case, people have lost their shirts in these things. The fact that they're very, very risky means that many, many people are losing a lot. I mean, that's what risky means. Many people are losing a lot of money. And if you're a neophyte, you're probably one of those people that's going to lose a lot of money. You know, it takes a highly specialized set of knowledge, understanding, and a lot of skill and luck to be able to enter into things like this and make it work. And even those people that share those qualities, they're taking a huge risk. But by and large, people who are told by their advisor, this is where you want to go, and they're introduced and they've never seen it before. Usually those people are cannon fodder, and they're set up to be cannon fodder. And you should just understand what you're getting into. Now, if you have $200,000 and you want to put a bunch of it in safe money, and you know that we talk about all the time, and then maybe take a flyer with $10,000 and something like this, that's one thing. But don't take all of your money and use it to chase these huge rates of return, because if you do that, you're probably going to end up in a place you're not comfortable.
Yeah, I think that's a good rule of thumb, and you're right, it's criminal. That story is absolutely criminal. So imagine now she's got to bounce back from that, and that's pretty tough. I mean, you're talking about half. Yeah, how do you do that? Yeah.
I mean, where do you put your money? And this highlights another issue for me. And that is, once you get to a point where you're either very close to or in retirement, your whole focus should change. At this point, it's not about chasing gains. At this point, it's about preserving assets. And you get to a point where you really have to make that switch, where you have to go from, okay, it's fine that I grew my money like this and I've got what I've got. Now I'm in a position where I have to use it as carefully and cautiously as I can so that I don't run out at the end of before the end of my life. And it's never lack of returns that hurt people in that situation. It's always losses that they've sustained that that threaten people's retirement.
Wow, well said. All right, free money guy, Stephen Kelly, how can everybody get a hold of you?
You can call 844-4-FREE-MO, 844-4-FREE-MO, or you can go on freemoneyguys.com. We have a brand new website, and it's really cool. I'm really excited about it. And I've launched the podcast you and I were talking about.
Yay!
And that's at fmgpod.com. Again, FMG for Free Money Guys, fmgpod.com. So
love it.
I look forward to having people benefit.
Check it out. Absolutely. Yep. Thanks, Stephen.
Thank you, Kate. Good talking to you.
Good talking to you, too.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
CardioFX from Longevity is designed specifically to promote optimal heart health. That's why Ben Fuchs recommends it.
You might want to think about using the Ultimate CardioFX, which is a source of taurine. Each capsule in the CardioFX has got a good dose of the B vitamins. It's got four major B vitamins in there, vitamin B12, niacin, vitamin B6, and folic acid. Numerous research studies have shown that the B vitamins and homocysteine, that toxic chemical that builds up in the body under B vitamin deficiency states, numerous studies have talked about lowering homocysteine as being far more relevant for protecting the heart than cholesterol numbers. If I was dealing with heart disease, I would be making sure I was getting enough B vitamins, I was getting enough vitamin C before I even thought about dealing with cholesterol or LDL or HDL.
If you're concerned about the health of your heart, order CardioFX from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hanging out with all of you across this great nation. And as we motor around to a couple of different spots here, one of the things that stands out is this is a very big, big, big weekend in racing. And the reason it's a big weekend in racing is because, guess what? It's the Breeders' Cup. An American Pharoah, Triple Crown winner. Who doesn't love a story about a horse that made history, that snapped a rein that had really had a grasp on racing since the 70s. It was crazy. American Farah going for the Grand Slam, so to speak, in the Breeders' Cup Classic this Saturday. It's on NBC. It's a huge deal because you got 11 races, basically, 8.5 hours of Breeders' Cup. And this is from Keeneland. As somebody who likes horse racing, boy, this would be a fun place to be. I mean, American Farah has some tough competition. But if this horse can manage to win, just would just cement an extra step in history. Let's put it that way. I mean, already this horse is incredible. But after a loss at the Travers, barely losing at the Travers, it would be very cool, like I said, to see a huge bounce back for the horse. And that's the big story, I think, is what happens with Farah. You know, you got basically 13 races, 2 days, 26 mil for purses, that kind of stuff. Not bad if you have a decent horse, right? It's all about the picking in the end. So I'll be curious. It definitely Farah has the speed. Farah could close it out. And what a way to go. And then it's out to stud. What a rough life. Out to stud after that for the incredible horse that captivated so many people in the United States and around the world with the fairy tale deal of the basically paying hardly anything for American Farah and then coming up with this incredible horse. And that's how it is. You know, horse racing is pari-mutuel betting, and it's betting on all kinds of things when you're on the other side of it. That's for sure. Wasn't this inevitable that something would happen to James Holmes? Do you know the name James Holmes? He's the guy who ruined countless lives when he went into that movie theater in Aurora, Colorado, who now, of course, is a scourge in prison. So an inmate assaulted Holmes and a security officer at a state penitentiary. They're saying the Colorado Department of Corrections basically said that one of the inmates lunged at Holmes, took a few shots at him while the other officer was escorting him through a hallway. He wasn't injured. It was just in passing. Tried to injure him, but it didn't work. He's in a control unit. They say he's allowed to spend 4 hours in a day hall. And, you know, this happened in the hallway. So that's what happens. I guess you can spend time in that hallway, and that's what he was doing. A judge sentenced Holmes to life, as you all know, in prison without parole for killing 12 people and wounding 70 others. Boy, and that it shows you the wheels of justice that turn so slowly. That happened back in the summer of 2012 when he went into that theater. That long ago. And I'm sure he's a target, certainly in prison. That's why usually they're trying to keep their eye on him and also on suicide watch for fear that, you know, maybe something happens there. Still just an awful, awful story. All right, so I'm going to zig and zag in a couple of different directions, get you caught up to date on some of the things that we've talked about over the last couple of weeks, actually. I hate it when we talk about something and you send a whole bunch of emails and we dig deeper and sometimes we have guests on to talk about it and then that's it, right? So I try my best to follow up on the things that have really hit us the hardest, that have created that buzz and have annoyed us. Well, in Virginia, you know, there's the big recall of the Confederate battle flag plates. Not surprisingly, it's being challenged. I say that because a lot of people aren't sending the plates in. They're saying, forget it, I'm not sending my plates. I'm not getting new plates. I don't understand. So there's about 1,600 Sons of Confederate Veteran plates that were issued. And only 200 have been returned in these envelopes that the DMV provided for them, where the postage was already paid. There have been a few people that have come into these service centers, but basically the rest of them are all still out there. So now, because it's being challenged, who knows where this goes, the legal tenet or what's being thrown out there is that the plate recall isn't authorized under Virginia law and goes beyond the power of the DMV. And that a federal ruling backing the state's ban on the flag plates didn't extend to the recall, because that's what happened. So anyway, this action was filed this week, and that certainly would hold things off for people who feel as though that they have to send the plates in, or are being told they have to send the plates in. And it was the governor, Terry McAuliffe, remember from back in the Clinton days, and he was elected governor in June. He said he would phase out the plates, saying it's too divisive, it's too hurtful, and they haven't issued any since then. And this decision came on the heels of that horrific shooting in Charleston, South Carolina, and a week after the Supreme Court ruled that Texas could reject specialized license plates featuring the Confederate flag. Because, you know, the shooter had all those pictures of himself posing with Confederate flags, and McAuliffe, that's what led him to do that. But now it's being challenged, so we'll see if it holds up or not. And it's being challenged by Leonard Clary, who is a Virginia division commander of the Sons of Confederate Veterans. And they may have a leg to stand on in this suit, because you remember it's letter of the law, not interpretation. So letter of the law, could be interesting to follow this, as they sent out all those envelopes with prepaid postage, but did not get most of them back. And now with this court deal, that may hold that up just a little bit longer. All right, here's something else that we talked about too. The New Hampshire prep school graduate is going to get a year in jail for sexual assault. Remember, this was crazy, the testimony and huge headlines about this ritual at the school, and a girl who said she was attacked, and then they went through crazy things that were on display at the school, both about the girl and about the guy. But Owen Labrie could have gotten 11 years behind bars. Could have gotten 11. He was sentenced Thursday to just a year in jail for the 15-year-old assaulting the 15-year-old freshman girl as part of that tradition that was uncovered during this court case, where upperclassmen compete to rack up conquests and then mark them down. And this is the case scandalized the school, which is almost 160 years old and has, you know, Doonesbury creator Gary Trudeau went there, 13 ambassadors went there, like we care, you know. But Secretary of State John Kerry, that's his alma mater. The former FBI director, Robert Mueller, he went there. And it's been around for, like I said, 160 years. So this was shocking when all this came out. But he gets a year, not 11, but a year. Thanks for listening to ATN. Remember, when it's on your mind and you want to get a hold of us, 24/7, baby, americatonight.net. Click on contact and bada bing, you are in.
Go swim with the sharks without a cage, would you?
Hey, has anyone seen Larry?
It's in our nature to protect ourselves, especially when protection is simple and affordable. That's why IDStronghold.com has been providing affordable RFID protection for over 10 years. ID Stronghold wallets protect you from electronic pickpockets who pass near you with a scanner and steal your credit and debit card info, as well as data from other cards containing RFID chips. IDStronghold.com, the original maker of shielded wallets, is a technology company, so we understand how to best protect you against intrusive radio waves. ID Stronghold wallets are designed to block RFID signals, open or close, no matter where on the wallet you put your cards. Most other RFID wallets on the market were designed with only fashion in mind and don't shield properly, if at all. If you're shopping for your next wallet, be sure to get the protection you deserve by going to IDStronghold.com, because getting anything else is like being the next victim in a Jaws movie.